Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Ted Werbin. Federal and state rules call for a two-week drop in COVID-19 cases before a business restart, but latest numbers show that's not happening in Colorado.
Colorado saw a massive spike in the numbers that came out Friday, but one official say was expected. 674 residents have now died of coronavirus, 122 more than reported Thursday. However, part of that bigger number is that the state's reclassified some people's deaths to indicate COVID-19. We've had 12,256 confirmed cases in 56 of the 64 counties. 866 patients were still hospitalized as of late Friday, and 72 had been released from hospitals in the previous 24 hours. I'm Jim Williams.
Prisons and jails are especially vulnerable to COVID-19 outbreaks. A northeastern Colorado prison going through one right now. At the Sterling Correctional Facility, 138 inmates out of 255 tested are positive for coronavirus, and a couple hundred more tests are still pending. Denver's Mayor Michael Hancock says any decision on how open or closed a community should be needs to be tailored to each community, based on population and other factors. That's why Denver's stay-at-home order is being extended through May 8th. In announcing that decision, the mayor says Denver's figures on new cases, hospitalization rates, and deaths suggest his city isn't quite out of the woods yet. He says while Denver is flattening the curve, he still wants to see 1,000 COVID-19 tests done every day to get a better handle on what the virus is doing and to give Denver more time to look at how businesses can safely reopen.
Governor is responding to data just as we are, and I believe that's why they're taking the appropriate time to put the orders appropriate for us to roll this out to ease ourselves back into this slowly.
Friday was the second time the mayor extended Denver's stay-at-home order. I'm Ted Werbin on the Rocky Mountain News Network.
Are you interested in saving $1,000 or more each month? Then why not take advantage of a free mortgage review from American Financing? See if you can lower your mortgage rate or consolidate high-interest debt. There are no upfront fees to pay, and it only takes 10 minutes to start. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
It's census time. We need your help to make sure people age 65 and older are counted accurately. The money determined by census impacts programs important to our state's growing senior population. The census only takes about 10 minutes to complete. It's safe, easy, and secure. Respond online, by phone, or by email. Census 2020. Everyone counts.
Sponsored by the Open Media Foundation and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
What do you want to do tonight?
We could watch a movie.
Or we can go to the winery in Eaton with our friends.
There's a winery in Eaton?
Yeah, Bad Bitch Cellars. They have a tasting room with a full-size shuffleboard table.
Wine does make our friends more interesting.
Hi, I'm Teresa. I'm the owner at Bad Bitch Cellars, a woman-owned winery located at 603 East Collins Street in Eaton, Colorado. Call me at 303-807-3906 to schedule a tasting or go to badbitchcellars.com.
Hi, this is Bob Enyart, spokesman for Colorado and American Right to Life. Please fight to abolish abortion and resist all so-called pro-life efforts to regulate child killing. Regulations like late-term bans and waiting periods merely prune the abortion weed but strengthen its root, for they make abortion seem more acceptable to the public and to politicians. For more, check out AmericanRTL.org/regulations.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Children can die from heat stroke after being mistakenly left in a car. This sometimes happens when there's a change in routine. Make it a habit to put your phone or bag in the back seat next to your baby. Ask your caregiver to always call if your child doesn't arrive as expected, and lock your car when it's parked. If you see a child alone in a car, call 911. For more on child safety, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maplewood Wine and Spirits, located in Eaton, they are American-owned hometown liquor store with a big city selection. They specialize in hard-to-find spirits and whiskeys and a full selection of craft beers at competitive prices. Located at 201 South Elm, call 970-454-3533 or go to their website at maplewoodwineandspirits.com. Open Monday through Friday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and they close at 8 on Sunday. 970-454-3533 or stop on in and tell them KHNC sent you. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. Welcome to this program, today's program, Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Ministry. Rick Rodriguez, I'll be here with you for the next hour. You know, we hear that we're in the end time, but are there ways to prove that we're that far along in time, in history, mankind's history? I believe we are. I believe that we're in the the last decade before Christ's second coming. And if we look at different signs in the world, we can these signs will give us an idea as to where we are. We can look at the plagues. We can look at the societies of the world. We can look at the wars that have taken place, that are the conflicts that we have presently. It appears as if, to some degree, the world is not in upheaval as far as the wars are concerned, but there's talk of these wars. Last week I talked about the temple, and I gave a history of the temple that Solomon built and how that temple was very significant in the time when Christ was here, and how during his ministry it was significant, and how it will be significant in the time that we're in. Israel became a nation in 1948. Israel took the land back in 1967. The nation of Israel recaptured the Temple Mount area. And in the future, I believe the near future, you're going to have a son of perdition who will go to the temple in Jerusalem and declare himself to be God. Then, when Christ returns after the judgments, he will go to the temple, and there he will be anointed king. Now, I laid that out last week, so you'd have to go to that program. It's on the podcast, 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Ministry. Today, I'm going to talk about a prophecy that Solomon gave when he dedicated the temple 2,900 years ago, roughly. The 1 Kings chapter 8, Solomon dedicated the temple. And in that dedication, in that chapter, 1 Kings chapter 8, I believe it is the history of the Jewish people from the time of Solomon forward all the way to the tribulation of the end of the world. and how God redeems them at the end. And I'm talking about Israel apart from those Jewish people who meet Messiah. I am talking about the elect of God, Israel as a nation, the children of Israel, the natural children that God called to be his representatives. I'm not talking about those that will be born again. I'm talking about those who will go through the tribulation and come out on the other side of the tribulation, that will repopulate all 12 tribes of Israel. There'll be 120, there'll be 12,000 of each of the 12 tribes that will make it into the millennial kingdom to repopulate that area in the coming kingdom. Pardon me. So that is who I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the Jewish people that have met Messiah, that are born again. I am excluding them. I believe this prophecy in 1 Kings chapter 8 excludes them. It is for natural Israel, for the elect of God, and how God keeps them. When Solomon dedicated the temple, I'm going to go briefly over what happened on that day and the prophecies that he gave the children of Israel for their future. I'm going to go quickly over that. So in chapter 8, 1 Kings 8, chapter 1, Solomon assembled the elders of Israel, the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast in the month Ethanim, which is the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the ark. They brought up the ark of the Lord, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those did the priests and the Levites bring up. King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were amassed unto him were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be told, or the number of multitude. Everybody was summoned to that dedication. This was the dedication so that Solomon could give a discourse to the children of Israel. He needed to speak to them. It was a very significant time in Israel's history. It is still very significant to this day. One of the ways that God speaks to the future is through the temple. He is the temple. He is the ark in the temple. This is a type of all that God would do in the future. Christ is the ark. He contains all that God is. And now Christ is in a body of believers internationally. This is the true temple of God. The temple in Israel is a type of the reality. We who are born again, Jew and Gentile, are the temple, and the ark, Christ, is within us. And all that Christ has, he carries the Ten Commandments. He carries all the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of God and his eternal purpose. It is in Christ, and Christ is in us. But the physical temple in Israel still gives us an indicator as to the sequence of events through time. Then everybody was assembled. And Solomon says, I have surely built thee a house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. So the Shekinah glory would be in that temple at that time. And then Solomon blessed the Lord, God of Israel. He blessed God, which is what the Jewish people would do in the future. and always. And as God's body, this is what we are to do. We are to continually, daily bless him. Bless him. Bless his name. Also, Solomon makes it clear to the children of Israel that God brought forth these people out of Egypt. And this is mentioned four or five times in this chapter. Solomon rehearses to the audience, God brought us out of Egypt. That had to be imprinted in their thinking, because he was saying to the children of Israel at that time, we are the people that God chose to carry his name. We are the people that God wants to be a God over. I brought forth my people, Israel, out of Egypt. I chose no city out of the tribes of Israel to build an house, that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people. Jerusalem would be the city. David would be the one who would rule over the people at that time. But eventually Solomon would say, nevertheless, to David, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son that comes forth out of your loins, he shall build the house unto my name. So Solomon was saying, God kept his promises to David, and God promised David that his son would be the one to build the temple, and Solomon accomplished that. So Solomon was thanking God for his faithfulness. Then Solomon also says, this is in verse 23 of chapter 8 of 1 Kings, there is no God like you in heaven above or on the earth beneath, who keeps covenant and mercy with your servants that walk with thee, or walk before thee with all their heart. So in other words, God made a covenant with the children of Israel, and to those that would walk with him with all their heart, there is a covenant that God would keep with them, that they would always be God's children, God's people, and God would always be their God. Then in verse 27, Solomon says, it's kind of prophetic, but will God indeed, and this was a major, major, what was happening that day, they understood that now God would have a place to dwell in. There would not be wandering in the tent, but it would be a temple. It would be stationary, and it would be of great significance to the Jewish people from that time forward. And they would identify with that temple, because that temple is where God would reside. But then Solomon says this, but will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heavens of heavens cannot contain you, how much less this house that I have builded. This was prophetic. Solomon knew that this little temple could not contain all that God was. That would happen at Messiah's resurrection. On the night of resurrection, Christ would breathe into the disciples, and the church would be born. It would begin the initial born-again experience for people who would come and receive Christ. And that would continue to grow. Pardon me. And the expansion of God inside of man, starting on that night of resurrection, to the present. And it would expand from 15, 20 people to 500 to 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, million, 10 million, hundreds of millions of people would eventually receive Messiah. The temple would grow because it is a living temple. If the people could understand, the type is an Israel on top of a mount. The reality is God Almighty, Christ, risen from the dead, dwelling within mankind. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So Solomon was saying, but God cannot be contained. He cannot live in just a small building. No, it would go on. And he was prophesying, I believe, about the coming Messiah and how Messiah would, as a seed goes into the ground and dies, if it doesn't, it abides alone. But if it goes into the ground and dies, it brings forth much fruit. I'm jumping forward now to verse 23, 1 Kings 8, 33. When your people, Israel, be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against you, and shall turn again to you, and confess your name, and pray and make supplication unto you in this house, then hear thou in heaven, forgive the sin of your people Israel, bring them again into the land which you gave unto their fathers. So Solomon would go on to prophesy about how Israel would sin, and judgments would come. They would be their land, they'd be invaded, removed out of their land, but they would repent, return to their land, but it would be a cycle. They would once again sin against the Lord and be removed from their land, but once again when they would pray to God, God would hear their prayers and they would return to the land. Well, they were at the time of Babylon. They were dispersed into Babylon at that time, and they were carried away. But they began to repent, and through Nehemiah, through Cyrus, king of that area, they would return. But then Christ would come, Messiah would come, they would sin. AD 70, they would be dispersed to the nations once again. In 1948, they would be brought back to Israel, and Israel would become a nation once again. They are going to sin one more time in the coming future. When the Antichrist comes, they are going to make a covenant with Antichrist. It's called the Treaty of Death and Hell. That is in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 15 through 18. And they will sin once again, and they will be punished severely. But those that know their God, those that are repent, they will be protected as they go into the area of present-day Jordan. I discussed this last week, how there would be a coming war. The nation of Jordan would be would attack Israel, and Israel would respond by taking over that land of Jordan from Amman, Jordan, down south to, I believe, the Gulf of Aqaba. It would be the ancient lands of Ammon, Moab, and Edom. Edom in the south would be the area where Esau would dwell, part of it. So you'd have to go to last week's program to get an understanding of what I've just briefly touched on. So Solomon is laying out a story. It's a history to the Jewish people and what would happen. But then Solomon, in verse 41, he states something very, very important. This will be a major sign to the end of the world. This sign has been hidden. It has been a mystery, but I believe now that the Lord felt it needs to be presented to God's people. In verse 41, Solomon says something very odd. He is speaking to the children of Israel, all the people in the Temple Mount area are Jewish. They are of the 12 tribes of Israel. But now he says something very odd. In verse 41, he says, moreover, meaning this is important, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but comes out of a far country for thy name's sake. In other words, for God's name's sake. For they shall hear of thy great name, and of thy strong hand, and of thy outstretched arm. So the nations will hear of this God of Israel. When he shall come, when this stranger shall come and pray toward this house, he's going to come and pray toward this temple. And then in verse 43, Solomon says, and he's praying to God. He says, this is a petition to God. Hear thou in heaven, thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for. Now, Solomon has been repeatedly saying, Israel, when you sin, cry out to the God of heaven, and he will hear your prayers, and he will back off on his punishments. And when you sin again, pray to heaven, and you repent, and God will return and redeem you. And when you sin again, and this is repetitive, but now he's saying, concerning the stranger, hear thou in heaven, your dwelling place, and do according to all the stranger calleth to thee for, that all the people of the earth may know your name, to fear you, as do your people Israel, and that they may know that this house, which I have builded, is called by your name. So he is telling God, you're going to answer the prayer of the children of Israel, but also answer the prayers of this stranger, because this stranger is going to make your name known. And your people Israel, as they know your name, he also will make your name known, that they may know that this house, this temple, which I have builded, is called by thy name. So in other words, this stranger is also tied into this temple, because he is going to come from a foreign nation and pray toward that temple. Then eventually, he says in verse 44, if your people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shalt pray, if they shall pray to the Lord toward this city which you have chosen, and toward this house that I have built for my name, then hear thou in heaven their prayer and thy supplication, maintain their cause. In other words, help them win their wars. The war is coming when Israel is going to have to attack Damascus and destroy Damascus. And Solomon is saying, maintain their cause. Hear in heaven their prayer and their supplication. Maintain their cause. Then he says, so there's a coming war against Syria. Israel will be victorious in the Damascus war when Jordan, the nation of Jordan, joins with Syria to attack Israel. Israel will be successful in that war. Then there will become a war after it, the Gog-Magog war, when Russia and Iran attack Israel along with another group of nations. They will also be victorious then. Then Israel will sin against God and sign an agreement with this coming Antichrist. Okay, that's just a brief overview. Now, let's talk about this stranger. Israel, the stranger cannot come until Israel is a nation once again. And that stranger cannot appear at the end of the world until Israel has access to the Temple Mount or that area. So this was a future event. Well, now I will tell you about that future event, and I will tell you about the fulfillment of that event. Shortly, I'm going to go to a break, but after that break, I'm going to lay it out for you. You need to know the importance of Solomon's stranger. This stranger is very important in Israel's history, very important in the time that we live in and the nations of the world, because this stranger is going to make the name of God great, so that people know that this God is the God of Israel. This is the God that Solomon was praying to. Solomon was worshiping with the children of Israel 2,900 years ago. I will continue with this and let you know the rest of the story when we get back. Rick Rodriguez.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Did the insurance company divorce your mountain house? Then call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have over 50 years combined experience in fire mitigation. Let us climb, cut, trim, haul your worries away. We know brokers who specialize in mountain property, and we don't hire no snowflakes.
Oh, God, call you, Mickey.
Hey, you're not in this commercial. Again, call Affordable Tree Service at 970-568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Triangle Cross Ranch in Gailton, Colorado, has been a very special place for God's children since 1981. A charitable nonprofit residential facility that can handle 24 ranchers. And we're a place where people with cognitive needs do fun things like animal therapy with donkeys, goats, and llamas. With your help, we can be here another 40 years. Call us at 970-454-2219. Again, our number is 970-454-2219.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Place with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Kids are full of energy, but keeping them active in their teen years can be a challenge. Aim for an hour of physical activity every day. If they like sports, that's a great place to start. Keep the focus on fun, not winning, and encourage your child to do a variety of activities. If your child isn't meeting that 60-minute goal, gradually increase their activity in ways they enjoy. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
Oh, when he walked.
When Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
He washed my sins
away.
What a beautiful song. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Pardon me. On May 20th in 2017, Air Force One landed in Saudi Arabia. President Trump, it was his first visit, international visit, and he flew directly to Saudi Arabia and landed on a Friday. And he spent 2 days in Saudi Arabia. I would ask you to go to YouTube and go to that ceremony that took place when he landed and the speech that Donald Trump gave to the Saudi people on the 21st of May, 2017. He was met with over 50 representatives from the nations in that area and was treated with royalty. He was treated with dignity, utter, total respect. It was magnificent. This is the stranger that Solomon was talking about. He landed in Saudi Arabia. Why would that be important? Because of the prophecies in the book of Genesis concerning Ishmael. Ishmael, the son that Abraham had through Hagar, God said that he would be blessed. These are the children of Ishmael that President Trump went to visit with. They, at the end of the world, will go into the millennial kingdom, while a few other nations will not. Genesis chapter 17, verse 19. But God said, "No, Sarah, your wife," to Abraham, "No, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son indeed, and you shall name him Isaac," laughter, "and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his descendants after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard and listened to you. Behold, I will bless him. I will make him fruitful and will greatly multiply him through his descendants. He will be the father of 12 princes, chieftains, sheiks, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant, my promise, my solemn pledge, I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you at this time next year." Ishmael is in the Bible. He was going to be blessed by God. He would be a great people. There would be chiefs and sheiks and dukes. This is who President Trump visited first, this stranger of Solomon's, so God could make it known to the world. These people are still in his heart. Many of them will die and go to eternal fire, but there are those in these seed of Ishmael who will go into the millennial kingdom. Also, in that audience was also the half-brother of Jacob, Esau. Esau, some of the descendants were in that audience. More so Ishmael than Esau, but there were some. These are the records of the descendants of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah. This is in Genesis chapter 25. The daughter of Bethuel and the Aramean, or the Syrian, at Padam Aram. The sister of Laban, the Aramean. Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife, because she was unable to conceive children. The Lord granted his prayer, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived twins. But the children struggled together within her, kicking and shoving one another. And she said, pardon me, "If it is so that the Lord has heard our prayer, why then am I this way?" So she went to inquire of the Lord, praying for an answer. And the Lord said to her, "The founders of two nations are in your womb, and the separation of two nations has begun in your body. The one people shall be stronger than the other. The older shall serve the younger. When the days were come to be delivered, when those days were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. The first came out reddish all over like a hairy garment. They named him Esau. Afterward, his brother came out, and his hand grasped Esau's heel, and he was named Jacob, the one who grabs by the heel, or supplanter. Isaac was 60 years old when Rebekah gave birth to him." In that audience that day, on May 20th and May 21st, 2017, when the stranger of Solomon visited Saudi Arabia, the sons of Ishmael and the sons of Esau were in the audience. This is significant. This stranger is no small thing. Solomon's stranger was prayed for by Solomon that God would hear all of his requests and answer his requests. Now, on the 22nd and 23rd, which would be Monday and Tuesday, May 2017, Donald J. Trump would land in Tel Aviv. And once he landed, within a few hours, he was taken to the temple, to the Western Wall. He went to the Western Wall. Trump becomes the first, I'm reading this out of RT, Trump becomes the first sitting American president to visit Jerusalem's Western Wall. As he dons a yarmulke to join Melania and his Jewish son-in-law, Jared and Ivanka, in praying at the holy site. So Donald Trump goes to Israel, to Jerusalem, after he lands in Tel Aviv on Air Force One. That is how this stranger is carried to Israel. It is the first flight out of Saudi Arabia to Israel, I believe it was ever. And he lands coming out of Saudi Arabia from meeting with the sons of Ishmael and Esau to Jerusalem to meet with who? The 12 tribes of Israel. When he went to Israel on the 22nd and 23rd of 2017, the stranger met with all of the 12 children of Israel while in Israel. But before he did that, the first thing he did is to fulfill 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 40, 41, 2, and 3. He went to the Western Wall. He did not go up to the Temple Mount. When Solomon gave the initial discourse to the children of Israel, he was on the Temple Mount in the proximity of the Holy of Holies. But Donald Trump was not allowed to go to the Temple Mount. He had to go at a distance to the Western Wall and pray east to the Temple Mount. There was a space fulfilling exactly what Solomon stated would happen. And a stranger would come and pray toward this temple, toward the temple, not at the temple, not in the vicinity of the temple, not next to the Holy of Holies. No, it doesn't exist. But he would pray toward the temple from the Western Wall. It was fulfilled on the 22nd of May 2017, his first international visit, firstly to Saudi Arabia, now next to Israel. And there he meets now with the 12 tribes of Israel. On the 23rd of May, he goes to the Holocaust Museum, and there he dedicates to those that were killed by Adolf Hitler in World War II and by the Nazis. This stranger is like no other person, probably since other than the Lord himself, but from the time of Solomon to the stranger, there probably really hasn't been anybody like him. Because this stranger has things that he's got to do for Israel and for his nation and for the people of the world. Okay? Now, after he leaves Israel, I'm moving forward because I'm running short on time. I want you to hear this. Then, on the 24th, on Wednesday, Donald J. Trump, this stranger of Solomon's, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 41, 2, and 3, he goes to where? He goes to Italy, and he goes to visit with Pope Francis at the Vatican. Well, is this significant? Well, this is one of the great, great churches of God in the world today, the Catholic Church, as messed up as it is, and it is messed up, please. The Catholic Church is messed up. It is not what it was called to be, but there are those within the Catholic Church that have been faithful. There are those cardinals and bishops that have been faithful to God in the Catholic Church, while there are many others, popes, bishops, cardinals, who have been nothing but corrupt in the Catholic Church. But still, God has called it to be one of his lampstands, and he has used it for his purpose. And now, this evangelical president, his man is born again. He is a representative, civil representative, as the representative of a country, as the president, but also he is to carry the name of God to the world. And what has this president done? Because of this president, there is an international move of the Holy Spirit, and the nations, they know through this man that God is real and that God is working in the world today through Donald J. Trump. Now he goes to visit the Pope in the Vatican. Okay, let's read about the Catholic Church. This is in Revelation chapter 2. This is verse 18. The Catholic Church. I'm going to read to you the Catholic Church right here. Here's where President Trump went. Verse 18, chapter 2 of Revelation 18. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who has eyes like unto a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, your charity, your service, your faith, your patience, and your works, and the last to be more than the first, notwithstanding. God is saying this to the Catholic Church, but he's got a problem. God has a problem with the Catholic Church. Notwithstanding, and the Catholic Church does not want the Catholic people to know that they, the Catholic people, are in the Bible. The Catholic Church does not want that, has never wanted it, because they know who Thyatira is. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against you, because you suffer that woman Jezebel, which calls herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols. I gave her space to repent of her fornication, roughly 1,500 years, and she repented not. Behold, Catholics, listen to this. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation. Great tribulation. The second half of the tribulation. Christians, there's going to be Christians in this great tribulation. All of us are going to be there. But he's talking to the Catholic Church. Except you repent of your deeds, I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins of the hearts and the hearts. And I will give to every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and to the rest in Thyatira, into the Catholic Church, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, that have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you no other burden, but that which you already have, hold fast till I come. And he that overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and the vessels of a potter shall, and as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. This is where Donald Trump, this is where King Solomon Stranger went on his third part of the journey. He went to Thyatira, to the Catholic Church. Many within the Catholic Church, cardinals, bishops, internationally, to the Catholic people, please listen to me. The Catholic Church is one of God's great lampstands, the oldest, one of the oldest lampstands. But God has found something in it that is offensive to him. You have to find out what that is and get away from it. But God is going to work and is still working with the Catholic people. But there are those cardinals, bishops, those who are the heads of the Catholic Church that are involved in all kinds of deep things of Satan. There is a phrase out there, the Vatican seat or the papal seat is empty. Many in the Catholic Church, the good cardinals and bishops that are in these great churches in this country and internationally, many do not recognize Pope Francis as the true Pope of Rome. They don't. I just have to say this to be honest. I was raised Catholic. I know what I'm talking about. God called me out of the Catholic Church so that I could minister, so that I could present deep things of God and revelations of God and knowledge of who God is and God's plan in our time and where the world is going and all these great, great seven magnificent churches of God, this true temple of Almighty God who has God Himself within their hearts, in their spirits. This is the great temple of Almighty God. But still, God has prophetic uses and plans for the temple in Jerusalem. It is a way in which God can speak to the Jewish people who will never meet Messiah. They will know who He is at the end when He comes, but they will not know Him. There are many who believe that all the Jewish people will get saved. They will, but not all the Jewish people will meet their Messiah and be born again. There is only a number. There is a group that has been ordained to eternal life to be born again in the Jewish community. Not all will be born again. The Jewish people in America had better consider getting out of America, going back to Israel, because hardship is coming on the Jewish people in America. I'm going to finish out the hour when we get back from the break. Stay with me.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948. Or go to happyhens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At happyhens.biz, we love happyhens.biz. Or call us at 303-829-5948.
Did you know your loved ones can benefit from CBD? Colorado Platinum Care wants to help you learn more. Do you or your family member have anxiety? CBD can help. Battling arthritis or joint pain? CBD can help with that too. Come down to Colorado Platinum Care, 916 8th Avenue, and get a free CBD coffee with every purchase. Mention the word freedom and get 25% off. Call Scott at 970-324-5268.
Triangle Cross Ranch, 36049 Weld County Road 51 in Gailton, Colorado, is a charity organization and a nonprofit residential facility. It is a place where people who need a little extra cognitive help can find the support and enjoy life they need. Give us a call at 970-454-2219. We'd love to have you come out and see us and see what we do. 970-454-2219 or type in Triangle Cross Ranch on Facebook. Look for Gailton.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
With as quickly as time is going, I really feel that God must be speeding time up. The weeks are just a snap, boom, and this hour just so quick. I am going to be expanding the program to 2 hours. I believe the first two-hour program may be as early as May the 10th. And so I'll go from 9 to 11, starting on the 10th of May. I appreciate you being with me. I'm going to give out my contact information. I am not on social media. It's too dangerous. I don't like it. I never have felt good about it. And now we are finding out that everything that happens on social media is being watched and recorded and being put in your digital file at one of the great info gathering centers throughout the country or the world. But my contact information, P.O. Box, is Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, or Rick Rodriguez, or OTLS Ministry if you want to abbreviate it. P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. That is Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Now, these programs are on a podcast, and I have a radio program 11 to 1 on Thursday. It's the open forum from 11 to 1. And on both of these programs, the podcasts are 1360khnc.com. Go to the podcast section for either the Olive Tree, or else you can go to the open forum, which would be down, scroll down to it, and you can hear these programs. This Solomon Stranger, this is one of two major prophecies about Donald J. Trump. There are a lot of little prophecies, but there are two major prophecies. This is the first Old Testament, major Old Testament prophecy about the stranger, Donald Trump, King Solomon's stranger. Then there is another major prophecy in the New Testament about Donald Trump. I can't get to that today. When I go to the two-hour program, I have planned to have guests on that I know you're going to enjoy. So I ask you to continue to come back to these programs. I'm going to be more prophetic in the future. So I pray for you. Pray for me in the Spirit. May God bless you, your children, everybody that you love. God bless you richly. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be blessed. Talk to you next week. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Eric for Grenon Coatings. You have a metal or foam roof problem? Grenon Coatings has a solution. Elastomeric coatings done correctly can greatly reduce utility costs and seal leaks. Call Jim at Grenon Coatings. Whether you have a commercial building, mobile home, dairy barn, or animal sheds, Jim can seal them up. With 35 years of practice, free estimates, call Jim at 970-223-2138 today. That's 970-223-2138.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.